Eternal, eternal love. I'm glad. by the Lord Jesus Christ, and the word of God said, let the dead bury the dead. Let those that are spiritually dead bury the physical dead. But follow me. I am life. Praise the Lord. In Genesis 9, chapter number 2, verse number 15. You familiar with it? David might not be able to understand it, because I'm sure you're familiar with it. A lot of folk don't understand it, but they're familiar with it. And it reads, and the Lord God took the man, Adam, and put him into the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. This is the beginning of the eight covenants. The eight covenants that go with the seven dispensations, if you look at that D there, it'll tell you that it's the beginning of the eight covenants. The eight covenants that matches up with the seven dispensations.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And it says, and the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Praise the Lord. And again, that's why I tell you that everything in the Bible is not true. Because Satan came right along and told Eve, thou shalt not surely die.
Amen.
That's why he's known as the father of life.
Amen.
You see, he said, thou shalt not surely die. But God said, the day that you eat of the tree, thou shalt surely die. Hallelujah. Now we know that Adam did not die a physical death. But nevertheless, the Lord said, the day that thou eat of the tree, thou shalt surely die. Hallelujah. We know that he was the father of mankind, specifically Cain and Abel, except for how did he die? He died a spiritual death. He lost his spiritual relationship with God. And every man after Adam is born in a state or condition of sin.
Amen.
In other words, he's born dead, dying. But there is a remedy.
Amen.
There is a remedy. Praise God. And there is a remedy because, hallelujah, you must be born
again.
Jesus Christ told Nicodemus, praise our God, when Nicodemus came from by night. And this is why it's so pathetic that people are going to church today and thinking the church and are making the church of God social clubs. A place for recognition. Who I am. But God's church was not set up to be a social club. It is a place for mankind to be reconciled back to him. And in the first place, mankind don't even realize that he needs to be saved. And secondly, he don't understand and realize who God is. Praise the Lord. Now, we talked about Genesis, but we're going to talk about the remedy. In St. John, chapter number 10, verse number 9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. And shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. I am come. You see, Jesus Christ had a mission. He had a reason or a purpose for coming down here. And it wasn't, he didn't come down that we might celebrate his birth upon the earth by, praise our God, having what we know as Christmas, having a good time and buying presents.
Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Some folk will tell you that the giving of gifts is done because the wise men presented, they weren't wise men, they were astrologers, that presented gifts to Jesus. The nativity scene that we see every Christmas is an error. The word of God declares that they found Jesus in the house. They found him in a manger, but they found him in the house.
Yes.
Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. And they found him was anywhere between 6 months and 2 years old. That's why Harry went out and had all the newborn children of the 2 years old killed. Praise the Lord, because he wanted to pray God, kill this soon coming king. But you know, folk have the word of God so confused. And they tell you, praise God, that we are giving all of these gifts because the wise men, if you please, presented gifts to Jesus. But you notice I told you in the Bible class, they didn't present gifts to each other. They gave them to Jesus because, praise God, that was the custom of the time. So, praise God, when you came before a king, you presented him with gifts. Praise God, hallelujah. When dignitaries come over here, the saints come over right now, they bring, praise God, Reagan a gift. And when Reagan go over to foreign countries, he presents to those chief executives a gift. Those wise men presented gifts to Jesus because they recognized him as the king, hallelujah, of mankind. Praise God, and Jesus Christ said, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. And praise God, folk don't understand and realize what that scripture means. Praise God, why would he be saying, talking to folks, saying, I have come that you might have life if you already lived? Jesus Christ knew, praise God, that you were walking around alive naturally, but you are dead spiritually until you reconcile back to Jesus Christ. Praise God, by the water and of the Spirit, you are on your way to hell. Praise God, believe it or not, I don't care what folk would tell you. I don't care what some preachers would tell you. Jesus Christ told Nicodemus, unless a man is born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And he told in verse 3 of John 3 that he can't even see it. But I am come that they might have it. Oh, man, I am. Oh, man, that's all that you don't know how bad I am. How glad I am to know the truth. Praise God. I don't care what anybody tell you. Read it for yourself. It's in there.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Jesus Christ had a definite purpose, a mission to come down. Praise God. Jesus Christ is going to make three comings to this world. He's made one, and he came down the first time to fulfill his prophetic office. You see, Jesus Christ, the prophet, priest, and king, came down to fulfill the prophetic office, praise God. God came on down the first time that we might, to make a way for us to go back with him when he come the second time. After all, he said, I have come that they might have a. He came down to reconcile or to justify us by his blood.
Yeah.
Hey, that's why you got to be baptized in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
The name represents the blood. Yeah. And what can wash away my sin? Yeah. Nothing but the blood. Yeah. What can make me whole or complete again? Yeah. Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Yeah.
How do you get under the blood of Jesus today? You go down in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Not Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost are titles to the man Jesus. They're the three manifestations of the one being.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. The Bible tells me in Genesis, in the beginning, God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hallelujah. In John, in the beginning was the Word.
Yeah.
And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. And the Word became flesh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Jesus say, I am come.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I don't want you to get that confused. That means the great I am.
Yes.
And the life that you might have life. Yes. The creator of life is on the scene that you might have life.
Yes.
I am the way.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise God. I don't care what preachers try to preach in heaven. You don't get to heaven like that.
Okay.
Praise the Lord. I don't want to go to heaven no way. I want to be down here reigning with the Lord. Because the Bible tells me the second coming of the Lord is going to appear in the cloud. Praise God, God. You got to be right and ready when he comes. Praise God, God. Because the Bible tells me, but it's to them that look for him shall he appear. What? The sacrifice. From sin unto salvation. In other words, apart from sin. You see, praise God, when he left his sin and shame. Because he had taken on the sins of the world.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. The Bible tells me in 2 Corinthians 5:21, for he had made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made what?
Righteous.
Unless a man declared righteous, he can't even stand in the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
Now you keep on going to church and being a good us. Hallelujah. If you want to go to church being a good president, you better get yourself on. Hallelujah. You better get yourself saved. Hallelujah. Praise God. Put your hands up. Hallelujah. They're going to church. You better get into the family of Christ.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Church is a bride of Christ. May your little body baptized. Spirit filled believer. Hallelujah. This local church, praise God, God, is a place of assembly. The church is a bride of Christ. That's why you got to take on the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ is a bride. And is a groom. And we're the bride.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Your marriage is not valid until you take on the name. That's why the Bible says, Jesus has salvation in any other. Praise God, God. And Jesus said, no, I go to prepare a place for you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, praise God. He's talking to his bride. Hallelujah. He said, the way I am, there you shall be also. The key word that scripture is prepared doesn't mean to make or to manufacture. It means to equip God to get ready. He said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. Praise God. In my Father's house, I've been in that. Praise God. God, thank our children the time that Jesus lived. Praise God, those houses, praise God, had one door. Praise God, it was made like a rotunda. Praise God, and as the son took on the marriage, then he would go into his father's house. His father would petition off another part of that house. Praise God for that son and his new bride to live. That's why the Lord Jesus Christ said, in my father's house, I'm many mansions. He said, I am the door. Praise God. He said, I am the door. Because there wasn't but one door. No man come to the Father. But by me. I am the door. If any man come in, he shall be saved. That's why he said, I am the door.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Praise God, God, I don't care what anybody says. You must be, got to be, born again. You got to be reconciled back to Jesus. Praise God, God, you got to be filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost. Because the Bible says, praise God, hallelujah, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is not here. Hallelujah, on the day, praise God, God, on the day of Pentecost, hallelujah, the Holy Spirit didn't fall, the Holy Ghost fell. Hallelujah, people are talking about the Holy Spirit, praise God, God, was still up there. Hallelujah, God is Spirit.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, that's how folks get things confused.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, if it was three people in the Godhead, hallelujah, wouldn't have been Jesus. The Bible says God is Spirit. The Spirit had no blood to shed. Praise the Lord. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Praise God. God is the God for manifesting himself a body in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ to come on down and hang on the cross and die for our sin. Praise God. God, folks don't understand who Jesus is. Jesus is God. You can talk about you save all you want. Hallelujah. To your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Praise God. You say you're saved. Where is your evidence?
Right.
Hallelujah. You say you're being saved today. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Praise God. But you ought to have some evidence because the Bible tells me in Ephesians, you whom he has
quickened.
That means you whom he has made alive. You got to have some divine evidence to talk about the same Jesus Christ that I am come. That you might be. Hallelujah. And Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And told us how to be saved. And what's going to happen? He said he's going to be filled with the Holy Ghost and fire. And Peter got up and preached the very first sermon that was ever preached in the New Testament church. And God, hallelujah, folk didn't understand what was happening. But
was spoken of by the prophet Joel. That in the name of Jesus, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh and pray down God. Hallelujah. Pray down God, brother. Hallelujah. Luke, praise God, was explaining to the folk what happened in his book when Peter preached it. You see, Peter preached it, but Luke wrote it. Pray down God, and he called it. Pray down God. Hallelujah. It was all up in the upper room. Pray down God. And when the Holy Ghost fell, you shall have power. You see, the church was not revealed in the Gospels. The church was revealed in the book of Acts. The book of Acts means the actions of the apostles. And the church is built on the apostolic doctrine. Not a Baptist, not a Methodist, all that. Hallelujah, on the apostolic doctrine.
Yeah, that's right.
The church was not even revealed to Acts 1 and 6. Hallelujah, when the apostles were standing on the Mount of Olives. And they asked the Lord the last question they would ever ask him on this earth. But he said, Lord, without this time, restore again the kingdom to Israel. Hallelujah, verse number 7 is not for you to know the times of the seeing of the Lord. So, praise the Lord, receive his own power. Hallelujah. He revealed the church in verse number 8 when he said, but you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. The word but means contrary to expectation or instead of. And praise God, God, you see, they were familiar with Zechariah 14:4. And Zechariah 14:4 said, in that day his feet shall be standing on the Mount of Olives. And praise God, verse number 12 of the same chapter, tell you, pray that God, then they returned. Pray that God from a place called Olives. And pray that God, since they were standing on the Mount of Olives, they asked the Lord Jesus Christ, are you going to do it now? Are you going to set up your kingdom now? But the Lord Jesus Christ had a plan for mankind. Because the Bible tells him that he came into his own. And his own kingdom. But as many as received him, then they may be fired. To become the Son of God. So he said, shit up, set up my kingdom now. I'm going to usher another period of time that's known in the time of the Gentiles. I'm going to call the other people by my name. For whosoever will, behold, I stand at the yesterday, today, and forever, and it cannot save a Christ we check for. If your name is not found written, when he opened up the book, he shall be cast into the lake of fire. You got to get in the ark of safety right now. Just like Noah was in the ark, praying out God 7 days before the flood. You got to get in the ark of safety right now, and that ark is Jesus. You gotta make some preparation.
Yes.
He said, I am come that they might have life.
Yes.
Oh, you gotta get in Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't put your trust in no preacher.
That's right.
Hallelujah. I'm not gonna tell you to follow me. Praise God, you follow Jesus.
Yes.
Yeah, I can't say anything. Only thing I can do is introduce you to the Savior. You see, live a good moral life, don't you get it? Because
right.
Isaiah already said, all of your righteousness is as good to man. Jesus Christ said, you must be. Got to be born again. I don't care how well you sing, how well you preach, praise God. I don't care what your position in life is, what your position, praise God, in the church is. There's one thing about it, praise God, you can't live crooked.
That's right.
And die straight. Can't live like a hen. And die like a hen. Can't live like a devil. And die like a saint. Can't live wrong and die right. Can't live your way and die in the will of God. As a man live, so shall he die. You die in Christ, I honor Christ. You die saved or lost. Praise God, as a man live, so shall he die. And if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. Don't follow prestige of Jesus.
Yeah.
Who so and so is.
Yeah.
who this one is.
Yeah.
You better follow Jesus.
You're right.
Hallelujah. That's who you need to follow. Hallelujah. You come on out of those damn big edifices that they call churches and look like libraries.
Hallelujah.
Right there. And the Lord Jesus Christ already told the young man, said, why well, seek ye the living? Praise God, somebody say,
I'm